My name is Reiko Niya. I'm the concertmaster of Southwest Florida Symphony. I'm from quite a musical family, and particularly my mom's side, there was some rules that all girls should play either piano or violin. It was picked for me by my parents when I was five. It wasn't my choice. I was given the violin, and I was told that I was going to be a professional violinist. So I just obeyed. I always loved to perform, and I was always the show-off kind of kid. So I hated practice. I still hate practice now. But I always loved performing. By the time I was in high school, which actually it was the best music school in Japan, I was practicing 4 hours a day. But then when I came to Indiana, I had nothing else to do, so I practiced 10 hours. After I finished the school at Indiana University, I auditioned and got a job in Venezuela. And I finished the two-year contract, so I left Venezuela. 1982, that was the year I came back from Venezuela. I just found out that Southwest Florida Symphony was looking for a concertmaster. So I came down and auditioned, and I was accepted. And that was the beginning of my 30-year career here. Well, definitely there were much less female concertmasters than male concertmasters back then. Still, most of concertmasters in this whole world are male. I think the classical music world is very fair. There's no prejudice against races or gender, age. And so I wasn't really surprised that I got the job. My way to understand my job is being a liaison between conductor and orchestra. As far as particularly violin sections are concerned, I'm the one who is supposed to speak up. Sometimes I interpret what conductor wants us to do. One of the most important thing is that I have to tune the entire orchestra. Our season starts end of October and through April. It's not a full-time orchestra. I was married to somebody else, and he was principal cellist here, and he got a job in Washington, D.C., so we moved, but the orchestra wanted me to continue, so I moved, and I flew down for every single concert. But it was a great 10 years in Washington, D.C. area. I was a concertmaster for 4 or 5 regional orchestras, smaller or same size as at Southwest Florida Symphony. I played quite a few presidential inaugural gala concerts. I played for Clinton's both terms and Christmas in Washington, Ford's Theater. Those are all for the president. It's honorable. It's just really, I love it. Just to see the president, just a few yards away from the orchestra stand, it's incredible. I have quite a few students, and I'm a tough teacher. I'm blessed to have very serious, talented students. For the students, I think I have raised the standard of violin playing in their level. It is really fascinating to bring something out from a child. I always tell them, like, you are a diamond, but in a diamond before cut and cleaned, you are still a little thing in a rock, and it's not shining. I will dig you out, and I will cut it, clean it, and I will make you shiny. But also, the orchestra has grown tremendously in 30 years. We are now a very, very, very fine orchestra. And I don't think that's my own achievement, but I'm a small part of this big achievement that Southwest Florida Symphony has made. Every time, the orchestra plays and we make such a great music and audience is really happy, they're on their feet, giving us standing ovation. That's a really magical moment. That's when I feel like, oh, I'm so glad I'm still doing this.